And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is values. All of my guests are discussing values in business and in politics. My first guest formed value-based cultures at companies such as Southwest Airlines and JetBlue. She's a human resources expert and the founder of People Inc. We discussed how to create a company built on values. My second guest is a fellow at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., and he's also an expert on President Ronald Reagan. We discussed President Reagan's enduring legacy and more than 100 years after the anniversary of his birth. And my next guest is an expert in the real estate market. She's the CEO of the Real Wealth Network, a real estate investing group. We're going to discuss the latest Case-Shiller housing figures to determine if the United States is in fact going into a double-dip housing recession. If you want to join the conversation, you can always call us at 639-000. Kathy Fedke is an active real estate investor. She's a certified personal coach, and she's the host of the Real Wealth Radio Show. She's the founder of the Real Wealth Network, an organization dedicated to helping members get the most current and cutting-edge information they need to be successful as real estate investors. Kathy earned her Bachelor of Arts in Broadcast Communications from San Francisco State University, and she worked in the newsrooms of CNN, Fox, CTV, and ABC7. She's the past president of the American Women in Radio and Television. Kathy now lives in Southern California with her husband, Rich, and their two young daughters. Welcome to the show, Kathy, or I should say welcome back. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming back on the show. You're my go-to person when it comes to real estate. And the last time that you were on the show, the Fiserv Case-Shiller real estate report for November actually showed a 3.6% increase in new home sales throughout the United States. However, yesterday's S&P Case-Shiller report showed signs of a real double dip in housing. So what do these new numbers tell us about the real estate market, Kathy?
Well, you know, a lot of people are calling this a double dip, and I just like to call it more of a back to reality, because we got a lot of incentive from the government last year at this time. As you know, there was the federal tax credit, and that was, in some cases, people got money back for buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes.
That spurred some sales, and now we don't have that. So we're just kind of coming back. We're finding the market now that isn't based on the sugar high of the government.
All right. I like that. Not the sugar high of the new home buyer's tax credit. But what about the strong prices in the higher priced markets? Are we seeing any recovery in the beautiful areas in Southern California where you live or here in Ventura County?
Well, you know, here's how I want to present this is if you own a home in a beautiful area in Ventura County or where I am in Malibu, and you plan to stay there, just don't pay any attention to the news, because if you're happy and if you're really talking about value here, you plan to stay where you are and you like it, just don't worry about all this. But, you know, if you're somebody who's wanted to live in a specific neighborhood and really you were outpriced before, you might be able to move there now.
That's always encouraging. If anybody's looking to move up, this is the time to do it. There's no question about it. Kathy, what is fueling the fears of a double-dip recession in housing prices?
Well, you know, I'm learning as I'm becoming a spokesperson for the real estate industry, being interviewed by many different national radio shows, is that the stock market and the world cares a lot about our real estate market. And our government cares a lot about our economy. Well, maybe, I don't know. That's in question at this point. But we've got to make the numbers look good. And there's a lot of manipulation to do so, because so many factors are at play, including the stock market and our entire economy. So, you know, we're finding out that there's some question as to whether the National Association of Realtors numbers are actually accurate. That's been in the news all week. The bottom line is we're going to find where the market really is and what the true values are, and that's based on what people will pay. And when there's a lot of inventory on the market, that gives people a lot of choices, and that means the best stuff goes first. And the not-so-good stuff's going to sit a while.
All right. We're talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody, CEO of the Real Estate Network, and the Real Wealth Network, excuse me. And, Kathy, I'm glad you brought up manipulation. I'm glad you brought that out, because one of the concerns that I had is the S&P Case-Shiller figures that we got yesterday, they're a lagging indicator. I mean, those figures in February of 2011 actually reflect home sales that ended in November of 2010.
Yeah.
So why do we rely on such outdated information to give us a picture of the real estate market? And how much confidence should one place in Case-Shiller at all?
Well, a lot of people have a little bit more faith in Case-Shiller than in the National Association of Realtors. And, you know, you got to figure the NAR, this is an organization that wants people to buy homes. So there might be some manipulation, and we're going to find out this week. In fact, CoreLogic, a local company, believes that their numbers have been off by 20%. So Case-Shiller is a little bit different. Some people trust the numbers more because there is the lag. And so when we are going back and looking at what happened in the fall, it's very clear what happened. There was an election. This may have had something to do with the fact that the banks just suddenly stopped doing foreclosures. There was suddenly, the robo-signing,
right,
where, you know, everything came to a halt. And that was right at the time of the election. Now, was it politically motivated? I think so. I don't know. Who knows? We can't prove it. But what we know is that all of a sudden, there's no more distressed property on the market. And so when there's not the distressed property, everybody else starts to get stressed out because they think, wow, I missed it. And people jumped in and started buying. So the numbers in the fall tended to look a little bit better, but then in December we found out that the bank said, well, you know, this is what I think maybe happened is, well, the election's over, and now we can start releasing some of this inventory, which we're going to see in the spring. Lots more inventory is going to hit the market, and that could put downward pressure on pricing in different parts of the country, more so in some cities than others.
Yeah, but maybe not here in Ventura County or in Malibu where you live, because they're only making so much land in these areas that overlook the ocean. So that's true. We're talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody. Kathy, I'm glad you brought up the whole topic of distressed property and what I tend to call the shadow inventory. First of all, you, in your answer, seem to indicate that some of this shadow inventory is going to get released onto the market here in the first quarter of 2011. Are you seeing any indications of that from your real estate buyers across the United States?
No question about it. There is inventory being released right now. This spring could be an excellent time to buy because there's a lot of fear out there. There's going to be more inventory, which is, again, depending on which side of the which side you're on. If you're a buyer or an owner or a seller, news is either good or bad to you. So lots of inventory is not great for sellers. It's really good for buyers because that means you get your pick. Like I said, there's a lot of inventory, and you can get the real good stuff for less. So great time to buy in the spring, not particularly a great time to sell, depending on where you are, because there'll be lots of competition and a lot of distressed property, which always brings down prices.
All right. We're talking to Kathy Fedke, CEO of the Real Wealth Network. And as you can tell, she's an unabashed bull when it comes to real estate. So you, Kathy, you're on record as saying that this is one of the greatest times in history for the greatest transfer of wealth. Now, what do you think? Where do you mean by that? And where's the transfer happening? From where is the wealth going and from where is it coming?
Well, really, big picture, the banks are losing tremendously, but they kind of have a nice agreement with the government that it ain't so bad for the big banks. Let's put it that way. They just get their money back from their losses for the most part. So who pays for that? The taxpayer. So we're going to pay either way. But the transfer of wealth is where there are some seriously low-priced properties out there and a lot of distressed deals. We are, as a network, as a group of investors, we're buying some stuff that nobody would ever have given me the opportunity to buy in the past. Things that only were reserved for the large builders and developers. But
give us some ideas, Kathy. What are you talking about
here? Oh, sure. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, for example, we just bought a 27 townhome project on the waterfront in Portland, in the hottest part of town, called the Pearl District, That this property went to the bank because the construction loan, the construction loan failed, not the project. But the money just stopped all of a sudden, got taken over by the FDIC. It was a $12 million note that we bought for $3 million.
Wow.
There's a huge profit in there in the millions. Now, that's not something everyone can do, but that is something that people can pool funds because the traditional financing just isn't there.
Right.
So that, you know, the investors that we pooled together are going to see really, really high returns on that. But, you know, even just on single families and things that are more products and inventory that's more affordable to regular folks, those deals are unbelievable, too. We know that inflation is coming. We know that because our government wants it. They have stated with quantitative easing that we're going to print and we're going to print and we're going to print more dollars until we see inflation. They want it because it deflates them out of their debt. So what that means is eventually prices will go up. And so for those who buy property now at these low prices and lock in a fixed rate at, 5% on an investment property, you know, that's just like, guess like free money. And then as we see inflation happen, what that means is if you're renting that property out, inflation is, well, rents are affected by inflation. So every year you get a raise just because of inflation. And what inflation also does is eats the dollar away. It just eats it up. So if you have debt, your debt gets eaten up with inflation. And that's exactly why the government wants it. They want their debt eaten up. So we should have debt, too, that we want eaten up, but good debt, the kind that you use to invest and buy things with.
All right. We're talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody, CEO of Real Wealth Network. And, Kathy, I'm going to challenge you here because the last time, several times you've been on the show, you emphasized real estate as a true wealth builder. And I'm going to compare it to stocks. Just since you were on the show last in November, the S&P, the Standard & Poor's, is up nearly 30%. Whereas the S&P Case-Shiller is down during that same period. So, again, I'm going to challenge you a little bit. Why is real estate better than stocks in this particular case for accumulating wealth?
Well, you know, it's a great question. And the stock market has become a little bit more like a trip to Vegas. And if you know how to play at Vegas, you can do really well. The government has stated very clearly that its entire purpose for the quantitative easing is to improve the stock market. That money went right back into our stock market. So really the general public, the taxpayer, is paying for that stock market increase because the fundamentals haven't changed. It's just that a whole bunch of money got printed and got poured into it. So, yes, it did. This could have been a very good time to jump into the stock market. But back in the Great Depression days, the same thing happened, and it didn't last very long because, again, the fundamentals aren't there. Nothing's really changed. So I have concerns about it. But, yeah, it's been a good ride for the last few months.
So enjoy it while you can is what
I
you're saying.
So.
All right. That's an honest answer, and I appreciate that. Kathy, let's turn our attention to your group, the Real Wealth Network. Talk to me about what is the Real Wealth Network and also how it's different from other investment groups.
Absolutely. There just has always, in my opinion, been a gap of understanding how to invest in real estate. I think everybody knows somebody who's really, really rich from real estate, or just people who have created a lot of money in their business. And where did they put it? They probably put it in real estate. And I think any of us who think, wow, if we won the lottery, we'd probably buy some real estate too. So it's just something that most people understand is a good thing to do, but don't know how. And unfortunately, the past 10 years, too many people jumped in not knowing how, buying junk or buying stuff they shouldn't have that didn't make sense. So again, we saw just a real gap there, and that's why I created Real Wealth Network, almost for selfish reasons. I wanted to learn. I wanted to understand it. I wanted to talk to people who knew more about it than me. So that's what I did. In creating the network, we've been able to interview super successful people that are doing very high-level things. And, you know, some of these people own hundreds and hundreds of homes. Some people are buying up apartment buildings for, 25 cents on the dollar. How do they do that? People are buying at auctions. We're buying these distressed developments. And we're learning how through interviewing and bringing these different people to our network. They're not They're not sophisticated speakers at all. These are guys we pull right off the site. They usually wear baseball caps and shirts and drive old trucks because, you believe it or not, that's how a lot of these multimillionaires live.
Well, I don't doubt it at all. When you look at Warren Buffett and some of the other very wealthy people out there, that doesn't surprise me. Kathy, in addition to the education component of it, do you also have help with financing and pooling resources?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it has grown into such a large network, and an international network, probably the greatest value is that so many investors are sharing information saying, hey, I used this attorney, it was great. Hey, I used this company, this insurance company, or this property manager, or this broker, and it went really well. So we share information on what's working, and that's easily accessible at our website. And then as of lately, we've been pooling funds saying, hey, together we can get some really good deals because there isn't financing out there. And when there isn't financing for these big projects, that means prices come way down. I mean down by the millions. And if we can pool that money and buy with cash, we're all going to make a whole bunch of money.
All right. We've been talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody, CEO of the Real Wealth Network. Kathy, if people are interested or they want to learn more about you or the Real Wealth Network, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, realwealthnetwork.com is the website. Real as in real estate, wealth as in your money, and network as in the network of experts that we're interviewing all the time.
Oh, that's great. Kathy, thank you so much for being our special guest today. We'll talk to you down the road.
Oh, thanks so much.